For thy name is excellent. Mighty is the name of Almighty Yahweh. We bow in your tabernacle this Shabbat to bless you and to thank you for all that you have granted unto us. We bless you for this solemn assembly of the people of Yahweh. Those that are gathered in the tabernacle here, those in other parts of the United States, by the live stream that flows off the internet, we bless you for this wonderful and great occasion today, that we may come before you and bless your mighty name and to praise you for all that you have done. We ask you in the mighty name of HaMashiach that you pour out your mighty anointing of your Ruah in the midst of this tabernacle and upon everyone that is listening to the sound of this broadcast today. As we toil in the midst of a corrupt, wicked, and perverse generation, with a mindset that is so far removed from you, Yahweh, we pray for the strength of Yisrael, the people of Yahweh, that they may be renewed in their Ruah by the hearing of the word of faith. You will bring about that dramatic change, that transformation, and the renewing of the living word that dwells richly and deep in the inward parts. So we ask you today and pray in HaMashiach's mighty name that you will strengthen us all today, that you will cause the living well of water to flow from our inward parts. And we will take great delight in hearing what Yahweh speaks unto Israel, the cleansing process, the purging, the setting apart from this vile generation that has gone away from the simplicity of your truth. We pray that your strength and your mighty power will rest upon our brothers and sisters throughout the nations of the world, as we ask you this day to strengthen precious pasture there in Ghana, in the midst of those war-torn nations, in the midst of that sectarian, violent, tribal conflict, tribal battles and wars continuously, the madness of this generation. We pray for Pastor Adji and the assembly of the congregation of Yahweh there. We thank you for the call from him on this Shabbat. And sisters, Yalia's safety there to be with them in the gathering of the congregation there with the people of Yahweh. Help your people, Almighty Yahweh. Great trials and tribulations. Trying many today. The battle of faith. The doubt that the enemy tries to sow in the mind of your people. We pray that your pure words will be a preserver and the intent and the purpose that you have written in the heart of Israel, that we will hold fast to every scintilla of your truth, every word, every hope, every vow that you have committed unto us. We will hold fast in HaMashiach's mighty name. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. We bless the city of our Abba. You said that you will prosper them that bless Jerusalem. And we will bring our oblations, our praise offering unto you into the city of Jerusalem. And we pray that you will receive it with gladness of love, and that you will accept our gifts in HaMashiach's mighty name. We pray for everyone that needs a touch, your healing power, as I extend my hand by faith. Touch everyone in here this morning, this Shabbat. Those that are listening by the live stream, and those that may hear this broadcast wherever, we pray for them and your strength to permeate in their inward parts. Bless Brother Nathan and all those that are gathered with him, Yeshua's mighty name. We pray for all those that have been faithful in their gifts and offerings to strengthen the work of the ministry here, that the simplicity of this truth may go beyond the four walls of this building, that others may hear and others may understand, and the knowledge and understanding may be open. So we pray for them. We pray for your mighty strength, your mighty power to rest upon us all. And all of your people, we bless you for them. Thank you for the home, the precious blood of HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. Now we ask you, Almighty Yahweh, that this worship, the singing, the praise offering, as we were reminded on Wednesday night by our precious deacon, that your word is true. You expect out of us everything that you command us to do. You have not given us anything that is that difficult, that cannot be performed with obedience. We simply obey you. Then shall we see as we were instructed. We shall see the abundance when there is a willingness of love to obey you. So bless us all today. And strengthen us all in this worship today. Let the name of Yahweh be exalted. Let that excellent name be exalted in the lips of everyone in this bayat today. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty hope of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. And let it be done according to your will. We bless you, Yahweh. And all the people of Yahweh cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 Wait on Yahweh. Wait on Yahweh. Oh, wait on Yahweh. Wait on Yahweh. For this is your day of our Yahweh. For that we're very thankful. And the heart is exceedingly glad to be able to come into the bayat of our great King, and to offer up oblation, gifts of thanksgivings unto the mighty King, the Most High, the great Creator, the Yahweh, for that name stands alone. And so with a heart of tremendous thankfulness, we bless you. You have presented unto Israel the opportunity to worship you today. For this is how the heathens shall know that you are my people, that you will set apart my Shabbat and keep it Kodash, a day of reverence, a day of deep devotions and dedication unto me. They shall know that I am the one that reigns supreme. And it is you, Yahweh. Not the consortment of the idols of pagan religious type of beings that have no legitimacy at all. For it's by the spoken word of Yahweh all things were created. And by the power of that spoken word and the life of the living word and Yahshua the Lamb, we are made alive unto your Torah to keep your truths. So we bless you this Shabbat and keep our minds pure and stayed upon the pure things of your way. Help us all this day and bless your manservant as he begins to speak, that he will speak with great clarity. We pray for the ear of the hearer, that he that hath ear, let him hear what the Ruah speaks unto the assembly today. And only unto the assembly will you speak. So we bless you for all things. In the mighty hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, we bless you. And all the people of Yahweh said, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say to them, Shabbat Shalom. May Yahweh be with you today. You may be seated. We do bless him mightily for his truth and for the strength of revelation. And that is the revealed power of Yahweh to give us that liberty and that freedom that we may truly worship him. That we are made free from the bondages of flesh that cause us to turn a deaf ear unto what he speaks to us. And this is a generation that has that kind of a mindset. It's a generation that is so far removed from Yahweh and truth. That truth brings no conviction at all. It's a generation that is full of corruption and wickedness. And the things of Yahweh are not valuable unto them. Now the sensual and the carnal things, they're very valuable. They hold fast their traditions, yet they have great disdain for the word of Yahweh. They despise it, they reject it. And so the power of the Torah today has no legitimacy in the lives of many today. There's a generation that Yahweh has raised up that he shall show his wrath and his vengeance upon this generation. Well, that seems awful absurd, man. I know it does. And the things of Yahweh, they can never and will never be comprehended by the natural thinking of man. Because this is a faith. We trust what he said. And we believe what he says. And we allow that to strengthen the fullness of our being. Not just the inward part, but we see it in the external as well. And without the revelation of whom he is, we are just like the beasts of the field, driven by every blade of grass and every wind of doctrine that we hear. We must be steadfast, and we must be sure, first of all, of whom he is. And once we know who he is, we will understand who we are. And the reason we don't know who we are, because we don't know who he is. He is this fictitious thing that has been created in our own cultures, in our own logics, but it's not according to scripture. So everyone has a depiction or a description of this mighty one. And he's far from your description. Because the Torah, his word, will give us a description of who he is, and us keeping his mizvat and his mishvat, his judgment, we will be like him because we will do all that he has commanded us to do. Now, I do want to continue on the path that I began on last Shabbat, the madness of Babylon, this generation of Babel. It is one of the most confused generations. upon the face of the earth. It cannot differentiate between a male and a female. It cannot identify gender, whether it is a man or a woman. There is no middle class of Yahweh's creation. He does things exactly in perfect order. So he made a man, and from that he made a woman. It is a generation that is consumed with so much knowledge that it is a foolish generation. And a foolish generation says unto Yahweh, no, to your Torah, we will not have any parts of those things that you call mitzvot commandments, because I will live as free as I desire. My life is constituted by my own iniquitous, mischievous, and wicked ways. Now that's the mindset today. No one wants to be governed by the truth of Yahweh. Everyone has an opinion which is invalid because it has no validation at all. It is not even worth the mental thought or what energy you put in your opinion. That is how worthless it is. Because all of your thoughts are just for moments. It is not something that is permanent, just for the moment. And yet it doesn't generate any kind of strength or character or power in this generation at all. And what we call character today, if you call that character, is because of the madness of the drunkenness of the wine of Babylon, and you have drank from that golden cup of Yahweh. And your mind cannot discern. It cannot make judgments of what is righteous and what is unrighteous. We must be able to make those kinds of judgment. But because of the madness of this generation, one will take a life without any conscience of it. One will destroy someone with a weapon of destruction, and there is no thought of it. We see it in this nation. We see it in the nations around the world. Where a nation like America can go to a little country, and there is no evidential proof that they had massive weapons of destruction. There was no biological threat to any parts of the world. The man was simply calling them bluff because he did not want them to invade him. He knew that he did not have the wherewithal to withstand an onslaught by the devious, corrupt practices of the wealthy merchants of the world. Now, this is the mind of Babel. I want to show us something today. This is a spirit. And so this nation rise up, even in the attitude of 86% of the populace. Destroy the nation. Go to that nation. Bring it down. Why is that so? The scripture give us indication why it is that way. The scripture tell us why a man's mind can be so easily turned and so easily manipulated and controlled. Does scripture tell us? Does it give us account of these kinds of circumstances? Do you not realize that the masses of the people were behind the invasion of Iraq? Do you understand that? Do you understand that America has destroyed tens of thousands of young babies and children? Do you realize that? Do you realize the madness of the mindset of this generation? That there are millions over there starving, and they have no concept as to what is taking place or the reason why this is so. And yet we, in our brevity, we rail in our brevity and our strength. But she is going to fall, because scripture says she is going to fall. She is the golden cup in the hand of Yahweh. I want to reiterate what I read in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 51. And one verse out of that text. Verse 7. It says, I want you to understand, Israel, you will always be perplexed. You will never have control over anything in your life. You will always be troubled until you flee
and abandon the mindset of Babel. Until that corrupt thing is eradicated out of you totally, you will always be in a disruptive type of mindset. You will never be able to gravitate to the things that are sound and that are doctrinal. You will never be able to comprehend. And that is why many are troubled today. That's why many are not settled today. That's why many are perplexed today. And he is talking to Israel because he wants them to flee Babel, to flee from this power of confusion. Do not drink of her wines, her wine of astonishment, that you are so astounded and you are overtaken by her drunkenness, her wine of violence and wickedness. This is a violent world today, isn't it? It is a mad, maniac world today. Everything about it. It is a madness that consumes everything. You see it in their wild, vile video games. You see it in the productions, in their synagogues of darkness, their movie theaters, in that tube that deceives the minds and the conscience of man, that it literally takes control over their faculties. And it makes and commands and it drives them into slavery. Because they will spend 5, 6 hours, 10 hours watching it. And they're consumed by it. That is a madness. That is not a pure mind. It is not the mind of HaMashiach. It is the madness of the drunkenness of Babel. The madness of the drunkenness of her wines of violence. And everything in the world today, it is controlled by violence. The governments. Well, this nation doesn't do it. You tell me it doesn't? It terrorizes the populace of this nation when it wants to establish a certain mentality in this country. It tells you that some terrorists are going to attack. They arrested 7 or 8 little thugs down there in Miami. Do you think that that little mindset of those heathens had the ability to blow up the Sears Tower? This is America's way of training you. Training you not to think in the mind of HaMashiach. Not to understand what is taking place. And not realize the very corrupted and the vileness of the spirit of Babel. So it raises up this strong report that it coerces these hoodlums to say they want to attack the Sears Tower. And then they blasted across every newspaper in America and say, these are the black Muslims that want to destroy the Sears Tower. How? Now, why are they doing that? Because it is creating the kind of mindset, the sectarian violence in the minds of the people. Whether you buy it, whether you believe it or not, it is a madness being created in this country. It is a madness of the mind. It is a deranged, insane mentality today. There is no honor for the laws, the Torah of Yahweh. None whatsoever. So it's the insaneness that has been driven into the conscience of people. And they create a sectarianism. They balkanize the people. They balkanize Israel. They segregate them. That is what this nation does. Because those of this eco status think this way. These of this echelon think another way. These of this ethnicity think one way. And this of this ethnicity, they all think differently. It is the nature of Babel. She is a golden cup in the hand of Yahweh. I want to read this. It says in Jeremiah 51:7, Babylon has been a golden cup. She has been a dispenser, a tool of Yahweh. She has been a golden cup in Yahweh's hand that made all the earth, not some of the Olam, but she has made all the earth drunk. Drunk. It is inebriated. It cannot walk. And the righteousness of Yahweh, show me where there are truly or a people that truly have that great propensity and the burning desire to walk in the righteous Torah of Yahweh. She has made the Olam, the world, drunk, overtaken by wickedness. And that is the metaphorism of this drunkenness. Her wines of violence and the wine of astonishment. We are astounded by trivial things. We are astounded by things that are so trivial and so minute. When it comes to the authenticity of a pure word of Yahweh, it doesn't trouble us. It doesn't make us gravitate to Him. And we are not excited about that at all. What do you think a man like Deacon Biddy had to speak a specific word to a house like us? What do you think that Yahweh delivers a word of that nature? Very delicate, very sincere, very direct, very poignant, because He identifies His people. And He shows them what they lack. When a child is doing right, the mother doesn't abrase or be abrasive to the child or rebuke the child because they're doing right. They do what the child is doing wrong. And the nature of this generation is wrong. It's not right. The force is not right. The force is wrong. And that's the reason why. Because Babel, the spirit of Babel, has been a prized commodity of Yahweh. She has been a golden dispenser, and everyone wants they are intrigued by Babel. They love to drink from her table. So He always says, you've been a golden cup. You've been a prized jewel for me. I have used you. You are mine. And you are in my hand, and you will dispense and do what I command you. Isn't that amazing? That Babel is a golden cup in Yahweh's hand. That's why we have the proliferation of religion. Every kind of religious practice today, known among men, it is practice. Tens of millions of forms, formalities and rituals, idolatry, worshiping is practiced today. It all cannot be right. Because there is only one form to man. There's no duplicity of form to a dog or a cow. It is one form. So it is with Yahweh. There's one form to the earth. There is not many duplicities of the forms of the earth. It's only one. Only one. And Yahweh made it. So He made man. There's only one form to a woman. The woman's form is different than a man's form. It is a cast of the man's form, but it is a different form. I say that to say it cannot be many forms of men. I saw a little midget this morning as I was reading an article looking at something. He was only 3 foot, a little less than 3 foot tall, 3 feet tall. And yet he had every form of a man that is 6'10". He had the same features, the same form, and everything of a man 6'10". And so it is with the woman. Well, why are you elaborating on that, preacher? Because there is only one form of the Creator. He is not known in the duplicity of forms of religious practices. It is only one. And the only way He could give that to man, He had to constitute something in man's life that he would know is Him. And He gave him a discipline that is so profound that it brings about life and the power of life and eternal life. That's what He has given unto man. And He went beyond that because of the corruption of our flesh. He said the power of the living word in flesh. Hamashiach. He is the Son. He is the word of Yahweh, the Torah, the light of the power of the Torah made flesh. That's why He says to us, you must be born again. That's a profound statement, isn't it? Not what religion teaches. Scripture teaches how we should be born again. So there's only one form to Yahweh. Only one. Babel, she is a confusion. That's what she does. She confuses your logic. She confuses your mind. She confuses your natural body. Your spiritual body. She confuses that. So Babel has been a golden cup in the hand of Yahweh. That made all nations of the earth drunk. Overly zealous in their wickedness. No conscious of their vile evil ways. And the nations have drunk of her wine. Therefore the nations, not singularly or singular, But this is plural. Nations. Nations. All the nations. How many do we have? There are many different numbers of that by different accounts. How they're recognized. But Yahweh did not count the nations. He said all nations. They have drank of this wine, and all nations, therefore the nations went mad. They became insane. You tell me America's not insane? It became like a rabid beast, a wild, uncontrollable, deranged thing. And the nature of this nation is beastly. It is so beastly and wicked. It is so vile and corrupt. It is a mad nation. The nations of the world are mad. They have drank from the cup of Babel. The nations are confused. They don't know which way to turn. They don't know how to remedy their drug problems. They don't know how to remedy their problems of poverty. I will show you what Scripture says. It is not based upon my account. It is not based upon my philosophical reasonings. It's based upon what Scripture says. It's based upon the patterns and the examples in Scripture. So it's not based upon some kind of natural inclination to give us something to soothe our flesh. It's what Yahweh says. It is what He has written. It is what He has caused to be penned and scribed in the scrolls that we at this time would know. She has made all the nations mad. They have drank from her wine of violence and the wine of astonishment. A violent nation, isn't it? We're violent toward one another. We're violent toward Yahweh. We're violent toward His words. We get very upset when He speaks to us. And He speaks these things to warn us and to bring judgment to one's love. When He does that, He is trying to correct you. Yahweh is known by His Ruah of judgment. That is how He is known. And what this mad generation has done in their religious whoredom of Babel, they have removed that essence from everything judgment. Don't worry about that. Leave that alone. Who are you to judge? Well, I'm a man that has the Ruah of Yahweh. And I will judge. Not my opinion. It is based upon the justice of Yahweh. It is based upon Scripture. It is what Torah says. When a man rejects the Torah of Yahweh, when he rejects the Shabbat, he's walking in wickedness. When a man understands the value of the Shabbat, when he will reject the name of the mighty Creator, he is just like the beast of the field. It is a madness that calls a man to do that. He means what he says. Do you think that Yahweh can lie? He says by His immutability, He's immune from lying. That is what immutability is. He is immune. Just like we of the older age were immune from polio and all kinds of diseases. The only way we're going to be immune from that is by keeping the Torah of Yahweh. The world is being proliferated by all kinds of diseases. Some that they said they had under control, polio and smallpox, and yet there's a great proliferation of it. Everywhere you go, you can find that. All the nations of the world, because they have drank from the madness of the cup of Babel. When you reject the Torah of Yahweh, you are subject to the curses that shall come upon you. And I want to take my time, really. I truly want to do that so that we may understand what Scripture says and see what it says. In light, that we may be enlightened by the truth of it and we may see it clearly and more clearer than we saw it yesterday. So, Babel is a golden cup in the hand of Yahweh. She has caused all the nations to drink from her. And Yahweh says, I'm going to use you. I want the nations to know that I'll hold you up. And Yahweh holds her up. It is not man that is holding up this spirit. It is Yahweh that holds her up. And He says, now you nations, you drink. Why? Because you rejected the mitzvahs. You rejected the Torah of Yahweh. You rejected His mishpatim, His judgment. You rejected His ordinance, His statutes. You rejected that. And they have in their Christendom, and we have all been taught those principles of Christendom, that these principles that HaMashiach did away with these things, He came to solidify. He came to show us the strength, the power, and the rebirth in our lives by the power of the living Word of Yahweh. What Yahweh speaks is life. He did not speak His own words, HaMashiach. He spoke the words of the Abba. And everything that Yahweh speaks is life. So is the Torah. But because we have castrated it and cast it aside, we are people that's consumed with every kind of disease and sickness. I'm talking about Israel. We are sick. We are weak. We are asleep because we have rejected Torah. And that's simple truth. Hallelujah. Way. We have drank from the wines of violence and from the wines of astonishment. It is quite amazing how we are astonished by trivial things. And yet the word of Yahweh, the beauty, the depth and the breadth of it, doesn't cause our hearts to explode with great excitement, with a fervor of burning love for it. We are carnal-minded people. That's why the Torah of Yahweh has no power at all. I want to read something. I don't know if I will read all these articles. I will read certain pieces of it. I want you all to hear this. The madness of this generation, the madness of Babel. Yahweh has caused the nations to drink from this madness. But I want to read this. It is out of the Associated Press. It says, 5 teens dead in New Orleans shootout. New Orleans, 5 people range in the age from 16 to 19 were killed in a street shooting early Saturday, the most violent crime reported in this slowing repopulation city since Hurricane Katrina hit last August. All were believed to have been gunned down while inside a sport utility vehicle that was found rammed against a utility pole in Central City neighborhood just outside of the Central Business District. Authorities said they were looking for one or more suspects, but did not elaborate. Captain John Bryson said police think the shooting was either drug-related or some type of retaliation attack. I think the motivation we're looking at is pretty obvious. He said somebody wanted them dead. Bryson said he could not remember the last time this many people were killed in one incident before or after Katrina. I can remember 5. I cannot remember 5, he said. 4 of the victims, a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, 2 19-year-olds, all died at the scene. Another 19-year-old, believed to be the brother of the youngest victim, died later at the hospital, police said. There was no immediate word if any of the victims had been armed. Their identities were not immediately released. Now, I heard a clip of the mother of 2 of the boys that were killed. 2 brothers. And she said that you didn't have to do this. And yet that same mother would feed her children and she fed them the violence of Babel. Corruption. She corrupted them. She gave them things that would defy the Torah. I want to show something in the book. You think that they're getting by. You're wrong. And I'm reading this to show us the mindset of this generation. I'm showing us the madness of this nation as we know as Babylon. Because that is the true identity of this nation. She is a false nation. She is a suspect nation. She was built upon the pillaging, robbing, and stealing, and killing. She was built upon reducing. and destroying families and homes and people. That's what she was built upon. She was built upon thievery and theft. We see it all the time today. It's amazing how the politician will legislate their own stealing and their own way to have an abundance. If you become a national politician, you may go to the Senate broke. And yet once a man is out of the Senate or a woman, they all become multimillionaires. It's quite fitting, isn't it? Because the love of money is the root of all evil. It was built upon the principle of God worship. That's why they say you have a liberty to worship whomever you will. It is a God-practicing nation. It's built upon death and madness. Yahweh built Yisrael upon principles and Torah. Who he is, what he commanded unto them. This nation was built upon a freedom, as they call it, of religion. And yet they promised them freedom. And yet we have become, this nation has become tenfold the children of hell. Has it not? It's become a nation that is full of darkness, full of illusion. It's become a nation of sectarianism. It's become a nation of balkanizing. You have this race here, that race here, this race here, and no race wants to be instructed as to their vileness and their corruption. No one wants to hear that. The Caucasian, he gets upset when you speak to him. Now, I want to tell you something. These kids that did this, they were young men of color. They were dark-skinned men. Every last one of them are dead. And the cities are filled with that. They don't mind killing you. Why? Because they drink constantly from the cup of violence. The video games fill their minds with violence. Everything is about attack and kill. That they have no conscience of life. Life is not a reality to them. And any parent that will allow their children to do that, they're less than dogs. They're not even human beings. They're beastly. So they take away the conscience of Torah and law. What a damnable dog. I say it emphatically. I say it with all authority. And a daddy to give his sons and daughters that he is not even a pervert. That's the truth. They sit them down in front of these violent television shows. And that's all it's about. It trains their mind. When those boys, whomever they were, saw that van, they knew who it was, who they were. I believe it was more than one. And when they opened up those MAC-10s, and those AK-47s, and those 45 Magnus, nothing was going to live in that place. Nothing. And they just opened it up, and those pistols shoot 19, 20 shots at a time. And they have one clip in and one in their hand, they drop that clip, and bam! They intended to take every last one of them out. This is a signal to this nation and the people. They do not understand what is taking place. They use a form of drug and from AKL to deform and to change and to alter the thinking of your sons and daughters. They're causing them to be drugged by these violent events on television and the video games. When I go to Walmart, I always go back to the video game because I want to look every time. There's never a time. And I only go there on Mondays. There's never a Monday when I go there that there are not children at those little games they got up there. And I watch the children. I don't want someone to think that I'm some kind of a pervert. But I'll be careful how I do it. You understand what I'm saying? But I watch the intensity and the mind and the luring power, how their minds, they have no control over what they're doing. They're just consumed. They're taken away. They're removed out of their own spirit. And I'll sit there and just look at them. And everything I've watched them play, it is something of a tremendous death approach. Killing creates this madness. Babel is a golden cup in the hand of Yahweh. And parents spend the tune of billions of dollars a year on that damnable, wicked, perverse trash to feed their children, to indoctrinate them with it. They tell you that now they got their superhero idols, these little gods that your sons and your daughters hold in their hands to impart the power of that demonic force into them. They make little underwears for your sons to wear with Spider-Man and Hulkman. It is an abomination. It is an abominable, damnable opening of their hearts unto the devious powers of hell. You don't have to receive that, but it is the truth. They got these perverted faggots, these homosexual dogs, they're less than human beings, designing clothes to make you daughters look like some retarded, ill-thinking thing. You can't hardly walk in the shoes or the dresses or the skirts, and yet you think you're holding something. You're holding up a strength of a demon power. That's what you're doing. And the parents gloat in that. You look good, girl. You look like a fool. You don't look good, man. And so they dispense this power throughout their homes. You don't have to love me. That's all right. I'm going to preach until I die. I'd rather die this way. Preaching. If you're going to take me anywhere, Yahweh, let me go this way. I have no problem with that. But I will hold back nothing. So Babel is training the minds of your children. Training them to accept everything that Yahweh despises and that is despicable. They teach them in the schools today that homosexual lifestyle is all right. They got faggots teaching your sons and daughters. And you tell me you're doing what Yahweh told you to do. You're a liar, parent. You're a vile liar. You got those teachers that are under satanic power. And they practice their witchery and their witchcraft. And they teach your sons and daughters. You tell me that's of Yahweh. You are a twisted-minded heathen. Yahweh told you to train them and to teach them, to bring them up. And first of all, there should be a fear and an admonition for Yahweh. There should be a great reverence of Yahweh. We fell on that one, haven't we? Sure we have. Yahweh says that this Babel is a golden cup in my hand. She has caused the nations to drink. Well, that's only in America. I can read articles throughout the world and show you the violence. I'm going to read this here quickly. I'm not going to read it all. I want you to hear it. Oh, I will state the course now. This is out of the Washington Post. This is in Mogadishu, Somalia. I want you to hear this. Sometimes women here said, it begins with a knock at the door after dark or kidnapping in daylight. And sometimes the gunman who rules this city would use a long, sharp knife to slice open the tin shack of poor families and snatch their daughters away. The girls would be returned if they returned in the morning, sobbing, and marked permanently as cast-offs in a traditionally Islamic society that demeans or demands virgins or virginity at marriage. Do you hear that? Now, once they are raped, they are cast out. They are sent from their dwelling. They are sent to some probably far place where it's already difficult to live because some dog, this madness of Babel, this Islamic psychopathic, psychotic mentality will take these little daughters and rape them and abuse them for some savage, beastly purpose. You have it in this nation. There's a willingness. They're driven by this this lust and this driven propensity that drives them to dress nakedly and to dress seductive. It is none of your way. It's a twisted mind. These little innocent girls, I want to read this now. Quote, when they return, they return sobbing and all that. The four-year-old girls, 5-year-old girls were raped. How old are you, Hannah? 6. Who's 5? How old is Bethany? She's what? Stand up, Megan. Come here. Come here right quick. Run up here, little girlie. Come here to Pastor Roberts. Turn around right there. Turn around and look at everybody. And that's what they're raping. This is a twisted generation. That little girl there, man, she's just a little baby. I pick her up like this. I don't even kiss her on lips. That's the age they want.
You all know what Mogadishu is, don't you? Somalia. Black-skinned people. Dark. Get quiet, huh? Good. Maybe get a little something. 4-year-old girls, 5-year-old girls were raped, said Anab Muhammad Ishaq. 35, a solemn widow who has 2 girls among her 5 children. I was scared for my daughters. Epidemic, sexual. This is how it is expressed, quote, epidemic. It is a pandemic. You know what a pandemic is? It overtakes a people. Not just an epidemic, it is a pandemic. It causes pneumonia, fear. Epidemic sexual violence during 15 years of lawlessness in Somalia has helped strengthen opposition to the city's notorious warlords, residents said. The Islamic militia has driven them out in recent fighting, were embracing as keepers of the order or the public order. Now, you have the Islamic psychotic facet will drive them out and they will replicate what they are doing. They will destroy the daughters, they will rape them. That's why in this nation, when all havoc and hell break loose, honey, you don't have to worry about promoting yourself to sell it to this mad generation. You don't have to worry about that. These little girls, they don't even take baths. There's no water there in Mogadishu. Those countries do not have the facilities that you have to take baths. And when they defecate, it is a bad word. The madness, why? Because of the greed of the world. Because of the love of money, it's the root of all evil. I read an article this morning that these vile CEOs of these large oil conglomerates once said, hey, I have no problem with that. Say the people in America, they should not complain at all. Gas being what it is. They're those paying $5 and $7 a gallon, and they are making billions of dollars, and there was a law. I know we don't know much because we're consumed with trivia trash. We're consumed with nonsense. It was life. There is a legislative law that gas companies cannot make but a certain percentage on gas because they know that they will monopolize. That this illustrious dog in what we call the White House, there's no conscience of anyone at all. Why? Because they have millions. As the old people would say, you call a spade a spade. And so the CEO said, I see no problem with that. I know you don't because you get a golden parachute. $300-$500 million. And the poor people you rob because of your madness, you will not even build them a well or drill some well. Or can you imagine what $1 billion would do with some geological organizational company there? Just say on the continent of Africa. You could drill wells in Nigeria, whereby the 4th leading largest oil producer in the world, behind Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Nigeria, and Venezuela. You understand that? Now, they rage at Mr. What's his name there? In Venezuela. Chavez. They rage at him because he takes the monies and he puts it into the communities with the poor. That's what he does with the monies. As a matter of fact, he took a $2,000 a year deduction in his salary. Because everything he needs in the palace, he has it. And that's why this mentality, this madness, rage against him. What has that to do with us? Because I will show you in Scripture what it has to do with us. It is vital to us to understand these things. It is important for us to understand. And all by getting, get wisdom is the principal thing, but get understanding too. And we are people that do not get understanding. We can understand every kind of schism of gossipism, lyingism, and follyism. When it comes to things that have a great strength that will actually purge us and identify the fallacy in us, we don't want those kinds of things, do we? There's a madness that has never been before on the face of the earth like we see today. This madness, there has never been one like it. There's never been the mindset of this of the creation of Yahweh as it is today. Now, I'm continuing in this article. Listen to this. It says, at the top
of the list of their concern, Ali and other women said, was curbing. Now, this is one thing that the women of Mogadishu are concerned with. Was curbing murder, robbery, and rape in one of the world's most dangerous cities. Listen to this. Ali told the story of a night last year. Hear this now. I want you to hear this. Please hear this. When four gunmen knocked on the door of a home and demanded that the man inside turn over his 20-year-old stepdaughter. We want the girl. Do you hear me? And this is the madness, brothers and sisters. We see it in America in what we call a more dignified way. They're taking ecstasy and drugs, and the young girls are sprawled out like dogs in a pen. You don't hear me. And they're having every kind of perverted sexual activity there is. And they are the incubators of every kind of sexual transmitted disease it is. And they're birthing these babies that are retarded and their minds are twisted. Why? Because these sperm, these germs, they do not. Their minds are twisted. They can't think. They have these autistic and these retarded youngins. That's the truth. You don't have to receive it. The bodies are incubators of syphilis and forms of diseases like herpes that there is no cure for them at all. The children, you wonder why their minds are twisted. It is the truth. You all can reject it. But even medical science says it's so. So if you got a beef, I know who you got a beef with. I will show you in scripture why you get upset. When that spirit of madness come upon you, I will show you. I'm going to read that, okay? They demanded the 20-year-old girl. She returned. Listen to this. Please hear this. She returned the next day in tears, said a neighbor who spoke on condition of anonymity. Please don't tell them who I am. A month later, now listen now. They took her. 1 month later, the same gunman returned to rape the young woman again. But she was already gone. They had, listen now, she was already gone, sent away in shame to a remote part of Somalia, said the neighbors. They sent away because of these dogs, this madness of Babel, the raping. They sent her away. Do you all hear that? Now, how remote could it be beyond Mogadishu? Somalia is a remote place, the whole nation. Places like Sudan, and I want to read an article on that too. They have a total of 17 miles of paved road in the whole country. 17 miles. Twisted madness. Ignorance. Listen now. So, instead, the gunman demanded the man's wife. Say, I want your wife now. You send her away, I want her. When she refused, the gunman shot the husband in both of his legs. Boom, boom. Probably blew out his kneecaps. Crippling him. And because she refused to go, they shot the wife and killed her. That was the better honor. She was. Now, you tell me that is not a twisted, deranged, rabbit mentality. Well, that can never happen to us. Those kinds of things will never happen. You tell me those little thuggish things there in New Orleans kill 5, 16 to 19. Boom, 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 boom. You tell me. That is not a reality. You're living in a superficial world. You're superficial, and they have trained you to be superficial. They have trained you not to deal with the realities. Because we are like mad beasts. We get upset. We get mad, don't we? You get mad at me too, don't you? Let me read something. I want to read something before I read another article. It says this. I want to read this. I want you to hear it. It's in Lucas, Luke 6 and 9. Luke 6 and 9. Now, this is the mindset that we have against Yahweh. This is how we retort to him. Luke chapter 6, verse 9. Then said Yahushua to them, he says, I want to ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Shabbat day to do tov or to do the righteous deeds of Yahweh, or to do evil, or to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said to the man, stretch forth your hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Now hear this, the next verse. And they were all filled with gladness. They were filled with what? This rabbit, crazy, babble mentality. And they were all filled with madness. And commanded or communed one with another. Listen now, what they might do to HaMashiach. Well, Pastor Roberts, I will never retort to that. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you get mad. Yisrael get angry at what Yahweh speaks to them. At even the profoundness of this practical truth being exercised before them, knowing that this man cannot do this unless Yahweh is in this man. And yet they were all filled with madness. You would think they would have been glad for their brother. You think they would have been glad to see something so profound. That's the way this generation is. When Yahweh sends his mishpatim, when he sends judgment, we are filled with madness. We become very hostile toward the word of Yahweh. Babel, that Babel mindset become very angry against Yahweh when he sent his mishpatim, when he bring judgment upon you. That's what he did. He judged them to show them what was in their heart. He showed them how wicked and how vile and how erotic they were. And that's where we get very mad. We get this madness, this hala, this foolishness, this stupidity, this insanity, this crazy mentality. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, is he talking to me? Come on and look at someone and say, is he talking to me? You can't even say that because you're guilty of it. What a sad shame. It always shows us every infraction we commit. And because we have no pure hava for his truth, you'd rather have someone here that is a little charlatan and feed you traditional lies. I'm not going to do it. Even when I preach in that other name, I still dealt with the sins of the house of Israel. It was to my ignorance I preached in it. I was trained that way. And now this training has come by the commander-in-chief. He tells me to dress it righteously and cover down. In the military, they were saying, dress it right and cover down 40 inches all around. So he dressed me in his cloak of righteousness. And he makes sure I'm covered down from the head down to the feet, the helmet of salvation, and my feet shod with the preparation of this message of the shalom of Yahweh. So they were filled with madness. They were literally filled with madness against him. Even that psychotic mentality of the sons of Ishmael, the Arabic, this Islamic damnable mindset, that's what it is, and this pagan transcending of this Christendom, this torted, twisted popery of Rome, that's what it is. Because she has butchered Mary. The same kind of madness. Yahweh lets us know that vengeance belongs to him. If he's going to take them out, he'll take them out. You don't have to worry about taking them out. He is the one that's going to take them out. Vengeance is mine. As I thought on that other night, as the words of Yahweh came to my Ruah, how he spoke so delicately from his scripture, that because with that, relying upon him, lets me know, him know, that I have confidence in what he says. If I try to take vengeance, I have no confidence in what he says. Leave it in his hands. As old song will say, put it in Yahweh's hands. Just put it there. And they become very perturbed at HaMashiach. They were angry with him. Because he did that which was righteous. And when a man speaks that which is righteous, or one speaks the righteous oracles of Yahweh to you, you become mad. This insanity, this folly. And you look for another fool to disrupt or to dispute
the judgment of Yahweh. That's the way man is. That's why we must be governed. That's why we must have a righteous Torah, a law in the inward parts. That's why Yahweh did not take any chances. He wrote it in the inward parts, deep down in the reservoir of a man's logic, his thinking. He wrote it there. And he put it in the most central place in his life. He put it there. That he will love what he has put there. HaMashiach did. So they were mad. They were filled with madness. To see a man heal? You mean they were filled with madness? Did you not see that in this story I just read? They came back because the young girl wasn't there. Can you imagine the madness of the trauma she had to go through? There's no telling how many men took liberty with her. Little innocent virgin. Knowing that that is an essential part of her upbringing. And she is scarred mentally for the rest of her life. They sent her to a remote place whereby it is difficult in Somalia to get bread. In the cities like Mogadishu, whereby the health aid or the relief comes to the larger cities. What does one do in the remote area? Whereby you have these bands of roaming Islamic fascist pigs and dogs roaming. Little women can't go out and get sticks to start a fire, raping them, cutting their bowels out with their swords because of this madness. And they chew that kite all day long. It's a drug that comes in fresh every day. And the madness of the merchants make sure that it's there every day. Every day they have kite and they chew this and their minds become deranged and mad. Well, in America, they just put you on Prozac and Finethol and every kind of drug it is, and your mind is mad. No faith. No love for Yahweh. These men in America, you heard about them killing their babies and their children, their wives. That's no natural act. That's a madness. That's a madness. That's a madness there. They're trying to probably take these drugs that actually rearrange. I want to show you something. The cellular structure in a man's mind. That's madness, brothers and sisters. It's not of Yahweh. It's not. We call for the elders. We live by the emunah. We live by the faith. We lay hands. We pray the prayer of faith. Yes. That's what we do. We don't trust in the arm of man. We don't trust in this crown of strength. None whatsoever. His strength is perfect when all of our strength is gone. Yah will help you carry on when you can't go no farther. Great is the power of your strength, like no other. The strength of Yahweh is made perfect when you simply trust in Him. He wants to make His strength. And I tell you, this is perfect Torah. This is perfect law in us. It will raise us up. HaMashiach gives us the life and the power of it. Listen to me, please. If Yahweh speaks something, if this one that created all things speaks something, is it not the ultimate power? Is it not? Is it not the ultimate power? The reason we don't think that way because we don't have this mind of HaMashiach. That's why He did all things to please Him, because He knew what He said. I speak not my own words, but the words of Him that sent me. So if He says something, it's powerful. It's powerful. Because of our natural carnal minds, as Deacon Biddy brought out to us, they're full of enmity against Yahweh. We can never understand its enmity against the Torah. It rejects it. It fights against it. It's a love for the Torah truth. And that's why we have fallen into the madness of Babylon. Let me read this other one. I want you to hear this. You don't have this. I found this in the Apocrypha. I like reading the Apocrypha, the scriptures that I pull out. I want to read that. I want you to hear this. Now, this was a warning to the house of Yisrael. And Yahweh said, now this shall be. Hear this. It's in Ezra, third book of Ezra, of the third letter of Ezra. It says this. Look now, behold, Yahweh Himself is the judge. Fear Yahweh. He says to Israel, leave off from your sins and forget your iniquities to meddle no more with them forever. So shall Yahweh lead you forth and deliver you from out of all trouble. Now that's sound, isn't it? If you found that in Yeshaya, that would be all right. Or Obadiah, wouldn't that be all right? Or Zechariah, wouldn't that be all right? Or even in the book of Ezra, would that not be all right? It sound to me, it sound like it's authentic. It has the flavor and the fragrance of the authenticity of Yahweh speaking unto a Nabi. He goes on to say, for look, the burning wrath of a great multitude is kindled over you. Now what do you say to Israel? There's a wrath. There's a spirit in Babel. It's a burning wrath. It is kindled over you. It's ready to lash out at you, Israel. It's ready to consume you as a consuming fire. And they shall take away certain of you and feed you. Why? Being idle with things offered unto idol. When our minds are idle, when our minds are not filled with psalms and truth and meditation, we were told that on Wednesday night that we began to give ourselves over unto some practice, a form of idol worship. And because of that, Yahweh says that there is a raging crowd that's ready to overtake you. Now look what he gives to us. Hear this. And they shall consent to them, shall have in derision and reproach and trod on the foot. When you consent to them, he said, when you consent to the spirit of Babel, you're going to be trod under, you're going to be in derision. And I'm quite sure we're not in derision or oppression. He said, you're going to be under derision because you have consented with them. You have given your legion over unto them. But he tells us, he gives us a great hope, those that are of the house of Israel. For there shall be in every place and in the next city a great insurrection upon those that fear Yahweh. Now there shall be an insurrection. There shall be an onslaught upon those that fear Yahweh. Even now you have the sense of that from your natural kinsmen, because of those that love his name, those that keep his Shabbat, those that reverence him. He said there shall be a great insurrection against you. And he tells us in this book of Ezra, he said they shall be like madmen. They're going to be mad, like we read it. They shall be like madmen, sparing none. That's what it says. Sparing none. But still spoiling and destroying those that fear Yahweh. That's their legion. They only have one purpose. Those that fear Yahweh, they're going to destroy them. That's going to be a time of great trials. We live so superficial. Don't any of you all fantasize, do you? People fantasize about winning $1 million. No, I think about having 50 and taking that and utilizing that. They fantasize over such superficial things. If this, if that. We spend so much time, but the reality of Yahweh's truth is not real to us. And they shall not spare any. And they shall have one purpose. And that shall be a madness. And there's a madness to eradicate his truth out of the earth today. His Torah. There's a madness to deny the election of Yahweh, his people, the call, the elect, Yisrael, his house. There's a mindset to destroy that. And it says that they shall come against with one consent, all those that fear Yahweh. Those, they will have a madness. There shall be an insanity. There shall be a rabid mind, so insane, so unconscious, with no conscience at all. They will not care who they destroy. They don't care about your daughters or your sons. If they do that there, you think, do you believe that we are immune from that? We literally probably have more rapes in this country than they have there. They're not told. The young girls are going to these parties that they are drugging them. And I read stories how some time ago one said that she was somewhere and she didn't even know what happened. They gave her something to drink and they're putting these drugs. One is known as ecstasy. It is making them immobile. It gives them this aggressive nature for sexual perversion. Come on, that is not of Yahweh. That's a twisted man. And they have no honor, no respect. What? bit at all. None. No different than those men and dogs there in Mogadishu. Chewing the kite. It causes their minds to become ravished. They become enraged. That's what an enraged. When one is enraged, there's a madness that can't be controlled. You became enraged, or just your rage was shown. Now, I've shown my rage. You hypocrites may sit here and say, you never had the rage. But I'll show my rage. And it's almost an insanity. You can't even think right. You can't function right. You can't even operate. Your bodily fluids are altered. You perspire differently. There's a snail and a musk that come out of you like a musk ox. It's almost like the beast of the field. It's one thing about the musk ox and the big ox, the musk ox. There's no beast like them. They're very tenacious and they're full of death. Not even the lion will attack them. Not even the bear will attack them. Nothing. It's just a pure thing of arbitration. They just die, get weak, and fall out. The herd leaves that one, and the lion may get it. But no one. Or the Cape buffalo. Nothing. 2,000, 3,500 pounds of nothing but death. And what the bulls do, they will run. And all of a sudden, the young ones, instinctively, they will all get in the middle. And the big bulls will turn and circle them. It can be a pride of lions. When those Cape buffaloes turn with those horns 3 feet long, they charge with everything in them. They give life and all. And everything in their way must die. I don't care what it is. It dies. And they roam in packs of hundreds, literally thousands. And even when the lioness looks for meat, she looks at that and says, not that one. Leave them alone. Let me go for a little gazelle. Easier. He may run faster. But that's death if I intrude upon them. That's death. And it's a madness in that beast that when it turns, it doesn't care at all. And we get into that kind of mindset, that madness, we don't care what, who it affects, who it approaches or who it touches. That's the spirit of Babel. And she's going to destroy because she's the golden cup in the hand of Yahweh. Yahweh's using her. It's not you. It's Yahweh. I want to read this before I go farther. This I must read. All of this is in the Observer that you all read every day, okay? I want to read this though. This is from the Associated Press by Paul Ellis from San Francisco. I'm going to read this expeditiously. On the sun-splashed Caribbean island of St. Kitts, Yale University research are injecting millions of human brain cells into the heads of monkeys afflicted with Parkinson's disease. In China, 29 goats run around a farm with human cells carousing through their organs, a result of scientific dropping human blood into goats' embryos. The mixing of human and animal in the name of medicine has gone on for decades. People have pig valves in their hearts, and scientists have routinely injected human cells into lab mice to mimic diseases. But the research is increasing, but as the research is increasingly exotic, as scientists work with the brains of mice, monkeys, and other mammals, and began fiddling with the hot button ensued of cloning, Harvard University research are attempting to clone human embryonic cells in rabbit eggs. Now, there's a reason for this. Now, I want you to hear this.